Saving my time.
This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. You're listening to WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. Let's start right in with some Terry Lynn Carrington.
Standing up or falling down. affirmations. Variations, alternations, deviations. Oh, Mother Nature rules us all. Mother Nature rules us all.
Yes, that's Terry Lynn Carrington from her album Mosaic, The Mosaic Project, to be specific. And let me read a little bit from the liner notes here. The Mosaic Project consists of some of the finest female instrumentalists and vocalists in the world, women with voices coming together to support and celebrate each other from a musical and social perspective. And that is what the Music Project is all about. And it is Terry Lynn Carrington on drums, Jerry Allen on piano, Dee Dee Bridgewater on voice on one track, Anat Cohen on clarinet, bass clarinet, and soprano, Angela Davis on commentary on track 5, Sheila E. on percussion, Nona Hendricks supplied the vocals on that track, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Mimi Jones on bass, Carmen Lundy on voice, Chai Yin Carol Ma on violin, Haley Niswanger on flute, Gretchen Parlato on voice on the next track you're about to hear, Taneki Postma on alto and soprano, Diana Reeves supplies some vocals on another track, Shay Rose also doing some vocals, Patrice Russian on piano and keyboards also played on that track, so there was two keyboards going on there, Esperanza Spalding on bass and voice, on some later tracks, Helen Sung on piano, Linda Taylor on guitars, and Cassandra Wilson also does a vocal on one of the tracks. So that is the Mosaic Project, an all-woman band. It's really good, a really, really fine album. I think you'd like it in its entirety. We're going to feature a couple more tracks from that album right now. Next one up is a song I think that you'll recognize.
Michelle, my bell, these are words that go together well. I love you, I love you, I love you. Thank you.
is 6 o'clock. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. That track is Insomniac from the Terry Lynn Carrington album, The Mosaic Project. And we heard two from that one. That last one, as I said, called Insomniac, featured some really great playing by Terry Lynn Carrington to start off that track, along with Helen Sung on piano doing a solo there, and the great trumpet playing of Ingrid Jensen on that track. Before that, we heard Michelle, the Beatles original, the Lennon-McCartney original. And that one featured Gretchen Parlato on vocals on that one. As I said, a fine album. I listed all the cast of characters on that one. Definitely something you want to check it out. The Mosaic Project by Terry Lynn Carrington. Great arranging and writing on it as well. I think you'll enjoy it. All right, time now is 6:11. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken, and I hope you're enjoying tonight's show so far. A little bit of a time shift we're doing. Started 10 minutes early, but we're going to end at 7 o'clock tonight, going into sports with UConn hockey. UConn playing RIT, so look forward to that at 7 o'clock. We're going to play some more jazz, though. Coming up next, Mike Stern, one of my favorite guitarists, one we haven't heard on this show in a while, so I wanted to get him in. Mike Stern from his latest album, Big Neighborhood. You're going to hear Check One. Thank you. Akashic Record from the album Theosophy, and you heard the track called Black Dawn. And that one features Brian Thomas leading that group on trombone, Jared Sims on baritone sax, Bo Sasser on organ, Stephen Fell on guitar, and Peter McLean on drums. Yeah, I like that. Black Dawn. This was definitely a Hammond B3 influenced set. I hadn't intended it to be, but yeah, the last three songs had that heavy Hammond B3 going on. Before that, we heard from Paradigm Shift from Rochester, New York. And Paradigm Shift, a organ trio featuring Melvin Henderson on guitar, Jerry Youngman on organ, and Jared Schoenig on drums. In addition to that, they had Wycliffe Gordon on trombone, Marcus Printup on trumpet, some heavy hitters there, Gray Mayfield on saxes and flute. And the reason I played those two tracks was that Paradigm Shift is going to be at the Beehive in Boston along with Brian Thomas from Akashic Records. So those two great, great groups are joining forces and playing at the Beehive on Tremont Street in Boston. Let's see, let me get the exact address. 541 Tremont Street in Boston, beginning at 10 p.m. tonight and going on till 1 a.m. So if you're listening to this over the radio and in the New England area, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Boston, Massachusetts, plenty of time to head over to a great venue with some good food and good music going on at the Beehive to see Paradigm Shift plus Brian Thomas on trombone. So that's going to be a great show. So check it out if you can over at the Beehive. And we started out that set quite a while ago with Mike Stern from the album Big Neighborhood, and we heard the track called Check One. And on that track, Mike Stern is playing with Medeski Martin and Wood. Let's go through the lineup. Mike Stern just killing it on guitar, as always. John Medeski on Hammond organ, Billy Martin on drums, Chris Wood on acoustic bass, and that kind of rhythm section makes up Medeski Martin and Wood. And add to that Bob Malik on saxophone, and he had one burning number there. Check One was the name of that track from the album Big Neighborhood. All right, time now 6:35, and we have only about 25 minutes left to go here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Let me mention my website. Haven't done that. So check out my website if you can at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And there I have a podcast. This show will be turned into a podcast. And so you can listen to this again over the internet anytime you want, as well as past broadcasts. And there you can see the playlists. And also there's links to my social networking sites, so you can friend me on Facebook or check out my YouTubes, Twitter feeds. It's all there at jazzandbeyond.com. So please check that out, as well as this great radio station's website, which is whus.org. And there's blogs from all the DJs, including myself, as well as the complete playlist from tonight's show and past shows and all kinds of other neat stuff. Listen to it live over the internet. Listen to WHUS live, including this show, at whus.org. All right, let's get on to some more music. Since we have a shortened show, I think we should play as much music as possible. We're going to keep the funk going with one from Herbie Hancock from an album that's not played too much, but it's a great album with some arrangements for some large ensembles, as you'll hear right here. This one is from the album Man Child, and you're going to hear Hang Up Your Hang-Ups. I'm gonna go get some.
Thank you.
Hancock from the album Manchild, and you heard Hang Up Your Hang-Ups. Definitely a funky track. All right, only 15 minutes to go here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Want to keep the music coming? We're going to switch it up quite a bit right now. We're going to play something from Abraham Burton, Eric McPherson Quartet, something I wanted to play last week and couldn't get it into the show on time, but so we're going to play it this week. From the album Cause and Effect, we're going to hear a track called Punta Lullaby. Thank you. Yeah, it is. Let's see. That is Abraham Burton and Eric McPherson Quartet from their album Cause and Effect. You heard Punta Lullaby. And we're coming out to the close of tonight's show here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Sports coming up next with a hockey game, UConn versus RIT. And maybe Claire and I will head down to see that one after the show. But before we do that, we got time for one more. We're going to hear from a great new album, maybe one of the best albums of the year. It's called James Farm, and that group is Joshua Redman on sax, Aaron Parks on piano, Matt Penniman on bass, and Eric Harland on the drums. And we're going to hear one from that. We're going to hear the track called I-10. It's an Eric Harland composition, and that'll do it. See you next week, folks.